I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. A reminder, bread and juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, his blood poured out. Reminders of what it cost. Reminders of the price he came to pay. To sacrifice himself for sinners like me, sinners like you. To wash us clean, to make us new, so that we could stand before God, holy, righteous, perfect. Not in our own strength, not because we've done well, we haven't, but because we've been washed, we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So if you're a believer in Jesus today, you're welcome to remember as you're served a piece of bread, a cup of juice, take that in your hand and reflect on what Jesus did for you, why he came. He came, he became human so that as a human he could take your place, be your substitute, die for your sins, take the punishment that you deserve, that I deserve, so that we could be with him forever. Enjoy relationship with him forever. Let's give him thanks. Let's worship him together. Oh Jesus, what love you demonstrated on the cross. The love of God put on display as you hung suspended by nails between heaven and earth, bearing the wrath of God for every sin I've ever committed. Willingly laying down your life in my place. So today I could enjoy a reconciled relationship with a God who loves me that much. Lord, if we ever doubt your love for us, help us today to taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. We fall at your feet today and worship you and give you the honor and praise that you're due and receive a gift freely from your hand. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us drink.